Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. This week we have three stories to look at. The first, Bill Dries, Memphis Daily News, is an election preview. There are 11 elections in the next 3 months. Why don't you walk through all of them and maybe even just some of the highlights?
All right. The most immediate ones are regularly scheduled municipal elections in Lakeland and Arlington. These are the only ones that are not special elections. Then you have a primary and general election for State House District 91, a set of six suburban school board elections, and one city sales tax hike referendum on here. To show you how jammed up this schedule is, early voting for the District 91 State House race starts on September 18th. Election day in Lakeland and Arlington for their regularly scheduled elections is the very next day.
One of those referendums is likely to be a tax increase in the city. Tell us about that real quickly.
Right. It looks like that's going to be scheduled for November 21st at the very end of the schedule. $47 million in revenue created by this half a cent. $30 million of that would go to expand pre-kindergarten services in the city of Memphis to an estimated 4,500 children.
All right. Well, we'll be following those as they go along. Kanji Anthony from Action News 5, you've been following the county commission, and it's gotten real ugly. We have a new chairman. We have a lot of accusations of sexism, racism, and just general ugliness. What's going on?
Well, the new chairman, Democrat James Harvey, asked Heidi Schaefer, she is to be the budget chair. She is a Republican. She felt that when she heard protest from fellow commissioners, she felt that it was sexist. And so a big battle played out, and she ended up winning. She had supporters in the commission as the vote was happening to choose the budget chair, and it ended up that the commissioners buckled under the public pressure.
And then there's an accusation of ethics violation between Terry Rowland and Sidney Chisholm. Just a whole lot of ugliness that'll continue to play out. Don Wade from the Memphis Daily News, we have you here to talk about Tiger football and its impact on the city.
Yeah, 44,000 turned out for the first game. They lost to Duke, but I think people were somewhat encouraged. And, you know, the big picture for Tiger football is we know there will be conference expansion down the road. Can they improve this program under Tom Bowen and Justin Fuente, get to the point where someday when the Big 12 expands, the Tigers are an attractive option?
And, you know, again, Tiger basketball is really sort of owned by the city, not just the alumni, not just the university. That's what they're after, at least some of that sort of spirit, that this is more the city's football team, not just the university's.
Right. You want to get away from the old line that, you know, you're waiting for Tiger basketball season to start when it's the second week of football season. And I think they've taken a step in the right direction.
And last story I'll mention is that the 13 schools, failing schools, were as planned taken over this week by the Achievement School District and by the city schools, moved into a charter program, the ongoing innovation and overhaul and reform of local education continues. And that way, this also under the state, but also under the new county school system, changes in teachers, changes in leadership. There's a lot going on there. That's all the time we have. Join us again next week.